They traveled then, in the trees through which calls came, calls of cars, of voices, city voices, and sights seen through the trunks. Wild land due north on the road they passed through, on the road of this city. "Do you think there even is a 47th Street?" Jimmy said. "What do you mean?" "Maybe the street changes names on this side. Cars coming from beyond the turn and disappearing the way the same they stared at. The drivers oblivious to their presence made them more and less, both secure in the memory of similar reactions recently, more. But were they good? Less. But the cars themselves, artifacts of a new age, inorganic, disturbing the peace of the peace, disturbing the city, inorganic city, 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 city. The very cars scared them. They were the woods beasts, the Confederate armies." Jimmy cried out to Brad to look sharp. "They, the boys, were British soldiers. The cars, the hostile tribes of India," Brad called to Jimmy. "Keep an eye out." They pressed on. The trees divided. The trees on their left remained. High, upstanding. Urban planning. The trees on their right cried, "Keep an eye out!" What did they see? A grassy, grassy field. Wow! And what did they cry? Where could they run? Could they run? Where could they run? They run! Wow! Look at the length and the breadth of it. Brad? Brad! Now he was alone. Jimmy. Now Jimmy was alone. Brad? What? Where'd you go? "I've been sitting here," Brad said. Jimmy looked back at the field. Jimmy looked back at Brad. Brad was gone. "We could play football on this," Brad said. Brad was a memory, an object of the mind. Jimmy wore black boots, black as path, the heat from the fire searing, his throat and lungs seared by the heat and air, his eyes teared up, explosions occurring in the depths of the line paths, rock, fire, liquid, flames descending and evenly over others, spilled sweat from pores of his that black of black dirt covered. But just then he saw nothing. He saw with his mind's eye, Brad. They lifted their wheels off the street. They took their wheels to the grass. He rose, Jimmy. Jimmy rose, his footing, his foot and hand holds, leaves, leaves in magnificent branches of a tree shaped like a mountain, the size of a mountain and the sides so thick they could be climbed upon, leaves so large and still scampered up, suffocating heat from the moisture in the air. The world of trees and jungle exhaust caved his resolution, came sweat with such force his clothes weighed him down, his back, his he leaned to grab with his hands, blinding pain, legs and arm blinding pain. He rose. Jimmy saw impossibly Brad. Brad! With his face he looked at Jimmy from his seat of nest. Before him, not far, 20 yards, Brad looked to see if Jimmy would make it. Jimmy cleared his eyes. Brad was gone. Bounce, bounce! He turned from his position on the tree. The soft gray swirled, infinite, seeming. He saw gray. That was it. Where am I? Lord, I believe. Lord, help my unbelief. Wow, look at that vista! Who would have thought so much of a thing, wilderness, was possible here in the middle of a major metropolitan area? He turned to the tree. A tree! Who knew? Big tree! So high! Tree! Just you and me! So high! Help, Jimmy! My tire is stuck on this branch! Elaborate. This tree that we're biking up has caught a wheel of my bike in a nestle of branches. Don't get a sense of superiority because you've managed to avoid this problem. We're in this together, and besides, you'll need me someday, you know. You know. They rode their bikes over a field. They emerged from a thicket and rode their bikes over a field. Who? What are you doing? Thinking. About what? The responsibility you take for other people. Tough thoughts, Jimmy. You take responsibility for other people when you think those tough thoughts, and I know when you think there are no other people there. Help. You're going up this tree, and you get your wheel caught? Right. How? Who cares? The guy who you want help from? Clever. Please. Let's respect each other. How did I get my wheel caught? Is what I want to know. I must not have been paying attention. How could you not have been paying attention? You're clever. You're more clever now than you usually are. I know when I'm beat.
I admit I should have been paying attention.
Because you were wrong, you must go one step further and tell me why you should have been paying attention.
Why? Because the scenery is such an amazement.
Think you so? It is rather drab, I say.
I must argue with you there, sir. Sir, vociferously.
Fine. More argument. Just what the world needs. Can't be helped. Begin.
Continue. In your sleep, you have the point of my knife dangled above your eye. Liar.
Why your questions without attention to the answers?
Answer! Say what we mean. We're together, you and I. Tell me about the boy. You and I are the boys. The boys stopped their bikes in the middle of a field. They began breathless, trying to go faster and racing. But the difficulty of the ride, bikes meant for street speeding, called their attention from the discovery to the practicality of continuing to ride one's bike over ground and grass. And eventually one of them quit. When one quit, the other one quit. Quit by pedaling in the grass, a long ring around the other one, who said, "Did you know this was here?" No. They both looked on their handlebars. They looked on their handlebars, meaning their looking objects, heads and eyes, were supported in the end by elbows that rested upon stayed handlebars. Thus on, upon, the handlebars, they looked. But, more importantly, they looked on, upon, something. They did not simply look. They looked on, upon, object of meaning. Your spectacular eyes, for example. Your spectacular eyes being two objects of important meaning. Upon them, Brad and Jimmy looked. You opened them, startled. "Don't be. We're here to divert you." Your fine eyes then on the boys not looked. They looked on the field, but not on the field. On the field, millions and millions and millions and millions, wild winning. Teams. Teams of teams and games they won and tried at. Won and lost at. Lost and tried at. Winning. Free. Everything unrisked. Losses forgiven. Wins meant. Wins cared for. Victories of patience, endurance, ingenuity, wisdom, intelligence, kindness, solution, power. Wins of noblesse, campaign, directory, awareness, evinced, complete, correctable, replaced. Unrewarded. Unnecessary. Fruitful. Engorging. Past reason had, no sooner taken. Past reason hunted, as bait on purpose laid to make the taker mad. Shotgun! By the tail, the feet, hung up. The victories themselves enlarged the viewer by his association with the hunter. There go I, champion, onlooker, ban.
My work is truly the only thing of importance regarding my person, or that thing in which what I acknowledge itself is understood by you, idiot.
The field bore his work. My doggy loved me. Dog in the field. Hallucination. Be you my guide. Dream. Awaken me. Hallucination. Guide me. Dream me. Awaken.
All in the field. All in the field, people. Heavy-set men make funny faces, imperfections invoked, all good things go to waste. Be mine vol to vol, too small, tweak tasteful, missed and loved, so. They were on the field, they were looked on, they were judged, accurately, they were known. What? What is they? Inquiries, answers. The time you troubled me, I grinned. Make mind mad, make. Mind mad, happy, mind nothing, not at all. I can't hear what you say, mean something. They looked on the field, they saw conditions improve, things showed well, and their centers. Sighed, Omslangen, wie er lächelt, every color grained them seemed. What was really there? That's a tough one. What really was this pair was? There was. And if you think you see, then who is there to unbecome such? How about that? Side of love and laughter to be my side, I'm slunging. Also, and if my side I'm slunging, don't be my side of love and laughter. And if my side of love and laughter don't end up the way it should, sing dem großen Bassen Lieder, dem großen Bassen Lieder, mild and leisurely. Kindness appears and is seen by all. Touches friendly are not mistaken. I have the desire to kill. Your legs can stay upright. Have many take few. A man was given life eternal. We came to know what you want to die, he said. There's decision in every branch, and the man makes the tree. Tells tell. Carry a knife, a clock, a drawer, and a manservant. Call with you at all times. In bed at a fifth digit, a coffee maker. Please be aware of any unlawful solicitations. A house life will life divide. Cogito ergo sum e pluribus uno. There where many wear, few many wear. Do you gather another's steel? Success is 4%. Trout must be scraped with the tip of the knife. Clever beats rock, loses to paper. Inherit. And you shall be meek, the meek of human mildness, mild and kind, comes into view displaying alive and mild, meek and mild, and mild millions, kind kindness, mild meek of human kindness, of millions, and millions, and millions they saw. They saw, so what? They remembered. At the same time? Yes. A plague on you. They paced on the earth of the field, and on, tending toward the north, 47th Street. They plowed track and baseball dirt, and twixt and between earth track lay. The coughing of cars passed by. Cars took off across the field. They rose above a lift in the earth, and the cars ran down a road. A sign said, 47th. Forty-seven had never seen so many nor few.